Have you ever encountered temptation in your life before? I know I faced temptation while shopping in the ice cream section at the store. Life is full of temptations, and such earthly temptations can lead to sin, most notably gluttony, greed, lust, laziness, envy, pride, and wrath. Temptation was something that had occurred to people in the Bible as a way of testing people's devotion to God. Even Jesus had encountered temptation in Matthew 4:9. As 21st century Christians, we should learn how to resist temptation and understand that we can always turn to God to guide us and to turn away from sin when we're faced with such an obstacle. The Bible defines temptations as trials that are brought forth by Satan, because we know that God will never tempt you under any circumstance, as seen in James chapter 1, verse 13, which states, "When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone." God will allow for our faith to be tested so that we can demonstrate to him and ourselves how much faith we have for him. We can see an example of this when God tests Job. According to Job chapter 1, verse 1, Job was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. Taking from this description, we know that Job is a heavily devoted man who had a lot of faith in God. When we read further into the book of Job, we read that God had incredibly blessed Job both spiritually and physically, and had put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has, as stated by the devil in James chapter 1, verse 10. Here we read about how Satan wants to tempt Job to see whether Job will prevail during his tribulation or whether he will fall to sin. In the following verses, Satan tries his hardest to make Job curse God. He kills all his children, as seen in chapters 1, verse 13 through 14, causes him to have painful boils in his body, and even after that, Job still refuses to raise his voice at God, which causes his wife to say to him, Are you still maintaining your integrity? Curse God and die. In response to this, Job has a time of self-reflection, in which he asks God for guidance and to allow him to recover from the trials that he is facing. We need to do as Job did, pray in times of need and difficulty. That is something that will help you no matter what you are going through. When faced with temptations, we should pray as stated in Matthew 26:41, which states, "Pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." That means that we are quick to give in to earthly temptations when we have a weak spiritual mindset. But when we pray, we develop a strong mental spirit and we can resist the lust of the flesh. Just like so, we see in Job chapter 42, verse 10, "The Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before." Not only should we pray against temptation, but we should ask God to safely guide us away from it, as stated in Matthew 6:13, saying, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." We should understand what can happen when we allow temptation into our lives, death by sin. We see God state this in Genesis chapter 2, verse 16, when he is telling Adam not to eat of the fruit of the tree of good and evil. He lays it out simply, "If one eats of the fruit, they will die." This isn't talking about physical death, but a spiritual one that will cause us to be empty shells, filled with sin, which can lead to eternal damnation. In Genesis, God tells man not to eat of the fruit of this one tree, fully knowing that he has provided man with many trees in the garden to freely eat from. This is a temptation of lust for more knowledge that leads Eve to sin against God, and to share that sin with Adam. The result of these actions, it gets them kicked out of literal paradise. Everybody will encounter temptation and sin at some point in their lives. Even Jesus in Matthew 4, verse 9, where Satan shows him all the kingdoms of the world and says to him, "All this I will give you," he says, "if you bow down and worship me." Here we see Satan trying to offer earthly and material gains that won't matter when we die, for a simple devotion to him for all eternity. We must act like Jesus in verse 10 and say, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" And that is a direct message to how we should act when we are faced with sin. We should also confess, like in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, "For we confess our sin. He is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sin and purify us from all unrighteousness. For we know that God is a forgiving God." We should repent and be baptized, like Peter advises, saying in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sin, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And lastly, we should pray and stay true to God's word to the day that we die and hopefully go to heaven. Life isn't easy, and you will encounter many trials and tribulations along the way. Be steadfast and patient in your faith. Learn how to resist temptation and not fall to sin, no matter how hard it gets, and be like Job, who was firm in his faith to God. Pray to God to guide you in the right way from temptation, and when you do give in and commit a sin, always turn to God for guidance and to help you get back into a Christian way of life on the godly path.